You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. Let's fast forward to Friday, shall we? You will have, I dare say, eaten too much. You'll be on the couch with nothing but time, and you've got 6 hours of Gilmore Girls revival to watch. Yes. All right, you might be binge watching something else, but here's my point. Historically, Thanksgiving weekend is a time for studios to drop blockbuster movies to huge audiences. But what about streaming? Are we perhaps on the edge of a new paradigm for Black Friday? Binge Friday? Marketplace's Adam Allington investigates.
It's been almost a decade since the Gilmore Girls went off the air, so here's your primer. TV dramedy about a complex relationship between three generations of Gilmore women. The mom, Lorelai, dreams of opening her own bed and breakfast.
Little paint, some pretty curtains, $150,000 of construction, and we're open for business.
Paul Verna is a media analyst with eMarketer.com. He says movie studios have always known Thanksgiving's the perfect time to target a captive audience, so why shouldn't streaming services get in on the action?
I will not be at all surprised if other companies like, you know, Hulu and Amazon start also making programming available on this day and that it does become more of a thing.
In 2013, Thanksgiving weekend set a record as blockbuster releases racked up nearly $300 million in ticket sales, but that was 3 years ago. Now the options available at home are much better.
The quality of the programming and the viewing experience on these streaming services is right up there with the movie theater. You know, people's screens at home are getting bigger, while movie screens get smaller because more and more theaters are cut up into megaplexes.
And it isn't just the theaters. Glenn Hauer, an analyst with Parks Associates, says people aren't heading to stores to purchase their DVDs like they once did.
Whereas spending on subscription services like Netflix and Amazon is one of the few entertainment spending categories that's actually gone up.
But while Hauer says he doesn't doubt Netflix did target Black Friday for Gilmore Girls, increasingly studios are thinking about a global audience, and they don't have a Black Friday in China. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.